Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ask Christina, the Spiritual Navigator. Are you feeling stuck and struggling with your life purpose? Christina is highly intuitive and will help you to align your goals with the longings of your heart, overcome the emotional obstacles standing in your way, and take the next step. Get ready to call in and be part of the show. And now, help me to welcome Christina Carlin.
Hello, hello, and welcome to tonight's show, where we are talking about Love 2.0 Part 2. I'm excited about talking about Part 2 of Love 2.0. Last week, we talked about cultivating love. We talked about looking at love when it comes to loving yourself, and how do you allow people to really embrace you with open heart and trusting that you can open your heart to others. But tonight I want to take it a little deeper perspective into loving ourselves. Angela, how does that sound? How are you doing this evening?
Oh, that sounds great. I'm doing great. It's finally starting to cool down here in sunny Fort Lauderdale. How's it looking in Austin?
Oh, my gosh. The weather has been amazing. Actually, it's been a little crazy. So, like, last week, it was in the 90s. And then, like, overnight, it dropped into the 60s. And it was actually, like, Friday, it was rainy and chilly. And I actually had a jacket on for most of the day. So from one day to the next, literally, it was like being in an oven to I need a sweater and freezing. Only in Texas, you know, they have a saying, if you don't like the weather in Texas, stick around long enough and it will change.
I've heard that around here too. I think that the weather is just wacky right now. Like, you can't depend on anything that has happened in the past to happen again, because it's all new. Mother Nature is switching it up. So we are happy, though, to have a little less humidity here in South Florida. And we're talking about twos tonight. Lots of twos. It's 2.0 love. It's 2.0 love times two. We're extending our show from last time. We had a lot of response. And apparently a lot of people are ready to take their love situations to the next level, to reinvent, to reimagine, to look at it, to change things. And the good news is you're in charge of your own love life and you can change it. So we're here to give you some tips and guidance. And we have the fabulous Christina on the line for 1 hour. So we invite you to be part of that. We want you to call in with your questions. She's going to be doing some real wonderful speed reads tonight, but you have to call in to get it. The number is 917-889-8092. 917-889-8092. You can also email your question to radio@christinacarlin.com. That's Christina, CARLIN.com. And so you can be part of our show that way. We meet here every Monday night for 1 hour, and we have her on the line. So we want you to be part of our show. This is an interactive show, right, Christina?
Absolutely. And I'm excited to be here, so I'm excited to take callers. But before I do that, I want to talk a little bit about self-talk. So when I say that, what I mean is, do you ever think about the story that you tell yourself about yourself? What kind of self-talk do you say to yourself? Is it positive? Is it negative? So I want to dive a little bit into that, and that's just going a little bit deeper into self-awareness, and do we really, really love ourselves? And what stories do we say about ourselves that end up being reflections and mirrors in life? So in other words, you know, if you're constantly thinking negative around love, or you're constantly thinking negatively about your life, you feel there's a lot of doom and gloom, don't be surprised if situations show up to model that back at you. Situations show up to where you feel there's a lot of negativity or to where you feel there might be a lot of doom and gloom. So with that being said, I want you to take a moment and to really ask yourself, do you talk a lot about your limitations? Does your story frame itself around why you can't have what you want, or why you don't have the love that you want, why you don't have the job that you want? So this series has been about love, so we'll take it from that angle. Why do you not have the love that you're desiring? What's the story that you keep saying to yourself around love? You know, maybe there's a story that you're telling yourself around every time I try to connect to my life partner or to my husband, he doesn't seem to really hear me. He doesn't seem to really, really want to connect to me. So what's the point? Why should I just spend time trying to convince him about my perspective or to listen to me or get him to open up when I always seem to hit walls or he doesn't really seem to listen to what I want? Does that sound familiar, Angela? Do you have maybe a story that you've told yourself? I mean, you've been married for over 25 years, right? Is that right? 25, 26 years?
24 this year. 24 20, this year,
okay.
Yes.
Well, there you go. That's still 24, 25. You're still doing.
That's a lot.
You're
a
lot. Yeah, you're doing good. So I'm sure along the way you've created some stories about you and your husband. And so if you would like to just share, like, what's a pattern or a story that you found yourself telling yourself around your husband that you just decided, you know what, this doesn't work for me anymore. I don't want, I'm just going to shut down, or I'm just going to put a wall up, or I'm not going to engage anymore. I'll just do my own thing. I mean, maybe that hasn't been your relationship. So just share.
Oh, it totally has. Oh, it totally has. I think we all run into that in relationships. And as we talked about last week, you know, we've been in a kind of a restructuring thing. I think this is just a pattern that maybe happens to couples in this age of life. I'm in my 40s and I just had a daughter. It's been 3 years now since that left for college. And you go through that season of life, you have kids, and so then you have things to talk about all the time because there are kids. But then you see them grow up and leave, and it really puts in perspective what you're left with, which is your spouse. And if you haven't worked on that relationship, then you've got to sit and go, ooh, eek, I don't know if I want to spend the rest of my life with this person if we don't have kids together and it's just the two of us. This is kind of scary. But so a lot of people, that's when a lot of divorces happen. That's when a lot of separations happen, did for me. And you have to sit and go, let me see, what don't I like? And what I have found and what has been kind of a journey for me is to find my voice to say the things that I don't like. It's important because I don't know otherwise. But even just a simple thing of the story I told in my head is, oh, he's messy. Oh, that's just a thing. We're both messy. And that's just the way we are. And that's the way it's going to be. But that's not true. I mean, even the simplest thing is kind of like giving up on your spouse and saying, oh, that's just the way they are. They won't change. Well, if they won't change, then I don't want to live with them. So you need to speak up, use your voice and say, you know what? I don't like it when you do that. I don't like it when you leave your clothes by the bed and you should put them in the hamper. I don't like it when you don't put the lid on the toothpaste. And the thing about that is it's great to use your voice and say that because then you finally say it and you're not just grumbling and it comes out somewhere else. You're pissed and you don't know why you got there. But you have to be prepared for them to say the same things back to you and tell you things that they don't like. And you have to smile and go, okay. And then instead of reacting and being mad, which is what you want to do, maybe it's just me, I don't know, you sit and you go, okay, I can be better at this. I can change this. So the pattern that's in my head is that we always have a messy bed, right? So we decided as part of our process of getting better is that the way that we would show love to each other is in the morning we would make the bed. And in that little simple thing that we're doing and making the bed it's sending a signal to the both of us of, I'm working on this. I'm taking this extra 45 seconds out of my life to show you that I am working to be better, to not be messy, to take care of our space, to make sure our bedroom is a sacred place and not a dumping ground for all of our crap, which it had been before. Everything else in the house could be clean when there were guests, and everything that we had would go into our in our bedroom. And not once in our marriage was my bedroom a place I would show anybody because it was a storage space. When in fact, what I have learned the hard way is that this space needs to be your relaxing space, your space where you put everything to the side and you don't have to worry about stress because it's not cluttered, it's clean, and it feels like a hotel room and that kind of thing. So that's been a big thing. So the story was like, oh, we're just messy. To a long answer, of course, to your question. And the answer is no, we have been messy, but we're going to make an effort to be better. And making an effort to be better and just making the bed, we're communicating to each other that's on our mind and that's important.
I love it. And you know, when you were talking about all the clutter in your bedroom and how you've made it an effort to really, you know, make your bed and just, you know, it's a symbol that you're both showing up and you're doing something. You know, a thought came to me and it was like a hit that I got, you know, my intuitional hits that came in, and I want to ask to see if this came in for something for you to think about. And what I got was that you, on some level, a very subconscious level, you were afraid to allow your husband to really get close, to really be connected, to really open your heart, to really be close. So you would clutter up the bedroom. And so think about it. When there's a lot of clutter, you don't feel calm. You don't feel like it's a sanctuary. You don't feel that you can breathe. You don't feel like you can just relax. You don't feel like you can be at peace when there's clutter everywhere and you're having to move things. And it's almost like a barrier. It's a physical barrier that you subconsciously put up towards your husband in some ways.
Totally. I can see that completely.
So,
it's distracting because you're stuck in your head about clutter and you can't actually get into your body and be present completely. So because of the distraction, and the distraction on a subconscious level, as you said, was purposeful.
Right, right. So the next question that I would ask you or anybody that feels like they put up a wall with some kind of distraction or some kind of barrier, of course, would be, why? Why do you think that you've put up a wall or a barrier? Maybe it's clutter for you. Someone else, it could be weight that they've put on because that's kind of like a barrier. It could be, you know, taking a job where you're traveling a lot and you're only home on weekends. Do you see how that could be kind of like putting up a wall or a barrier? I mean, I would say to people who feel like they've never really, really gotten the love that they desire, that they're wanting, look at yourself. Look at yourself and just say, you know, I see some patterns. I see some patterns where I push people away or I put up a barrier physically, emotionally, maybe even spiritually. And when you start to notice these barriers, these walls, then the next question is, why am I afraid to let go of them? Or am I ready to let go of them? And if I am, what am I going to do different? What is my new story going to be? So I think sometimes, you know, we get so locked into our old programming, our old way of thinking, our old belief system. And until we realize that a lot of it is awareness and it's focusing on what you do want, and it's also getting clear that you get to decide the tape that you're playing, you get to decide how you're going to form your reality. And I know some people might think that's crazy. Like, what, we really create our reality? We create misery. We create someone who doesn't, that we want to be close to us. we create this barrier between us when that's what I really want. I want to be close to my husband. Well, in some ways, it's not a conscious thing. It's not like you literally go, oh, I'm going to keep my bedroom cluttered so my husband and I can't, you know, we walk in the room, we don't feel peace. We don't feel like we can just get on the bed and start cuddling. We feel like we have to take, you know, time to connect by you know, kind of cleaning and making space and, you know, and doing small talk. That is a subconscious thing that you're doing. You know, someone who is really ready for love and has an open heart and is ready to receive, their story may be, when I go into my bedroom, it is so peaceful. I always make sure that I take a nice warm bath. I put candlelight in the bedroom and in the bathroom. I go to the bed and I am waiting. My sweetie's there waiting in the bed for me. I get in bed, we hug, we cuddle, we watch a movie. Boy, doesn't that feel different than someone who walks in the bedroom and, oh, the husband's running around trying to take stuff off the bed. You're trying to find your PJs and you don't know where you put them because they're under a pile of clothes. Or, oh my gosh, you know, I don't even feel like going to take a bubble bath. I'll just take a quick shower. By the time you get out, your husband's exhausted from just the day and having to get settled in bed, but he's asleep. And so you don't really get to connect to him to the level that you want. So those are two different scenarios that I wanted to kind of bring up so people can think about how they make their bedroom. Is it a sanctuary or is it kind of like a place where you hide and you keep things cluttered? And it doesn't even have to be about the bedroom. It can trickle on to, so it can, like I said, that person that takes a job and they're out of town a lot. And yeah, it's their job and they have to, but on a subconscious level, is it escape? Is it an escape? Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? I mean, it's something to think about.
Maybe.
And I'm not saying
maybe it is.
Quit their job, but yeah.
But maybe the cluttered bedroom is also kind of a barometer of where the priority is in your life. You know, is the priority your connection with your spouse or your significant other? No, because that whole house gets cleaned first and everything gets thrown into the bedroom because it's the least priority. Oh no, if that's the least priority, then maybe your priorities are out of whack. Because if you just look around and sit and kind of take stock of where your energies are going, then it's going to become apparent very quick what is important, what you've put to the back burner, what is lacking attention, and how that's kind of showing up in your life.
Exactly.
You agree?
Exactly. I totally agree. You know, I just feel like, you know, things and people and circumstances show up to be mirrors and reflections of our internal tapes, our internal stories. So right now, you know what, if it's okay, Angela, I'd like to do a meditation to try to help us, you know, kind of get in touch with what story are we telling ourselves, and, you know, a meditation to really kind of help you let go and start thinking about what you want to bring in and maybe a new story you could tell yourself. So let's go ahead and go into that.
Sounds great. So for our audience, we're so glad to have you tonight, and we want to invite you to give yourself permission to experience this and to relax, because Christina this is one of her many gifts is her meditations, her clearings, and her insight into things that you can't see, that it's going on in your own body, your own life, that you just can't see it because you're in it. And she has that gift of seeing beyond that and helping you to get an account for everything and not just the tunnel vision that you may have at the moment. So, Christina, take it away for that. Take us into that meditation.
Thank you. All right, let's get started. And so I would just ask that you find a comfortable place where you could sit or lie down. and just allow yourself to be relaxed, finding a place where you will not be disturbed. And let's just start by taking a few nice, slow, deep breaths in and out. Just allowing yourself to breathe in through your nose. And then releasing the exhale out through your mouth. And breathing in again. As deep as you can. And then allowing yourself to release and let go out. And after taking these nice deep breaths, with your eyes closed, imagine that you're just waking up. And you're waking up to a typical day in your life. When you first wake up, what are your usual thoughts in your day? Do you start thinking about everything that you have to rush around and get done? Is your mind right off the bat a very busy, busy state? Or is this the time that you take to pause? Is this a time where you take to be grateful. Maybe grateful that you're alive and you're so excited to go about your day. Or maybe you're just neutral. Maybe you just wake up and you're just there. The fire's gone out in you. You're just existing. Maybe you find yourself an empty nester and you're like, who am I? Who have I become? All I know is who my children need me to be, what I have shown up to be for them. But somewhere along the way, I've lost myself. Notice your thoughts. Become aware of your thoughts. What are your thoughts as you get ready for your day? Maybe they're thoughts of work. Maybe they're thoughts of other activities. What do you find yourself thinking about first thing in the morning? What is your story? What's the story that you're telling yourself on a day in and day out basis? As you're getting dressed and you see yourself in the mirror, how do you react? Are your thoughts kind? Are you kind to yourself? Are you thinking about commuting to work? Like, oh my gosh, it's raining outside. The traffic is going to be horrendous. And I'm just hating it. Is that how you leave your house? Is that your first thought, your story that you're putting out there? Once at work or once you get to where you're going, how do you react to people? How do you see your coworkers, even your boss? Are you judging them? Do you feel that they're maybe not doing the best they can do? When you go to lunch, are you worried about what you're putting in your body, and oh, how you, this dress you're wearing is tight, or these slacks you have on don't fit you as well as they used to. I mean, if you see the pattern that I'm going here on this meditation, it's getting you to reflect, getting you to go within, getting you to really think about the story that you say to yourself, the story on how you perceive life, how you set your day up, how you become aware of your typical thoughts as you continue through your day, as you go home, as you do your evening activities, and when you go to bed at night, what are the last thoughts as you prepare to go to bed, as you prepare to go to sleep? Are you running around frantic? You know, or are you just resting in your bed, kind of just trying to lay there in silence and just listening to the outside, maybe traffic? Or maybe you're just being still and quiet. So, as we bring this meditation to a close, think about all the different aspects that were brought up about how you can look at yourself, how you can look at your day, how you can look at coworkers, even your spouse. What's the story that you tell yourself, even from the moment that you wake up to the moment you feel yourself going to bed, relaxing? You know, when you go to bed at night, I would say it's a good idea to really be mindful about your last thought as you're drifting off to sleep. Because usually when you're laying there in that really sleepy state, you're not really asleep and you're kind of awake. That is called the theta brain wave. It's the brain wave right before you go into to sleep state. And that is a very powerful brain wave into helping you manifest more of what you're wanting. So that would be a great time as you're laying in bed, you're winding down right before you go to sleep. That would be a great time to either make up a really good story or think about a time when you really enjoyed life or you enjoyed yourself. So for example, maybe you're laying there and you're thinking to yourself, I love my warm bed. I love these warm socks that my daughter gave me last Christmas with these pajamas. And I'm just so grateful to be in bed early tonight. And tomorrow I'm going to be excited because I get to get up and it's going to be Friday and I have a fabulous weekend planned ahead. And I'm already thinking about Saturday meeting up with some girlfriends. And we're going to go try out this fabulous restaurant. I can taste the food. I'm so excited. It's the one day I get to get dressed up. And you visualize yourself in your outfit. You visualize yourself driving to the restaurant. You visualize yourself greeting your friends and laughing and maybe having a glass of wine. So what I'm trying to really express here is all about how do you begin your day? How do you set the tone? What stories do you tell yourself? And then how do you end your night? How do you set yourself up for the next morning? How do you set yourself up to let go and relax and end your evening? Both of those moments are so important because both of those moments set you up for how you're going to sleep at night, set you up for how you go into your dream state, your sleep state. Is it positive? Is it excited? Is it thinking about the weekend? And then when you wake up in the morning, are you excited? Do you feel good? Are you grateful? Or are you in judgment and fear and worry and lack? So, just thinking about that for a moment. Just allowing yourself to be still. And then slowly coming back into the room, allowing yourself to be present, listening to my voice. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and come back into the room. takes me back into the room. So Angela, I don't know about you, but I always love that visualization, that meditation, because it's such a good reminder of how to end your night and how to begin your day and how, from a place of awareness, a place of really tapping into what you're wanting to bring into your life, doing it with a lot of emotion, how it can really set your day and end your night. So with that being said, I was thinking,
I'd give the callers a little opportunity to find out how they can work with you, because we have a special for the month of October that I want to just take a listen to, and we'll be right back.
Have a burning question after tonight's show? Well, we have a special just for you, $20 for a 20-minute intuitive discovery session with Christina, where Christina will get laser-focused on one or two questions or an emotional block that you feel is holding you back to success in love or in life. 20 minutes with Christina can jumpstart the process to living the life you're desiring. Go to ChristinaCarlin.com and take advantage of our 20-minute session for just $20.
Well, welcome back. And you're listening to Ask Christina, and I'm here to take callers. And so, one thought that just crossed my mind during that break is we just had a full moon. And I don't know why the full moon came into my mind. And so I wanted to talk just 1 minute about that. You know, moon cycles are powerful. And, they're gifts from God. Everything in nature is a gift from God. The mountains, the stars, the sun rises, the sunsets, even the moon cycles. And when I saw the last moon that we had, the last moon cycle, I had to sit there and I stared at the full moon. And I kind of asked myself, how does this moon energy affect me? And the first thing I thought to myself is, ooh, it's good for manifestations. The moon cycle, especially full moons, you can capitalize on the different moon cycles, the full moons, the half moons. That just popped in my head during break, and I just thought I would share that with you. But, Angela, if we have a caller, I am excited and ready to take our first caller.
We absolutely do have a caller. We have Katie on the line. Katie is calling from New York. Welcome to the show, Katie. You're live. Do you have a question for Christina?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi, Katie.
Absolutely.
Yes, welcome.
Hi. I wasn't sure if I should, you have to ask about love or anything like that. But I'm in the process of moving, and I'm just open to guidance about moving. I'm open to moving out of town and also in town. I'm just wondering what my guides might be saying about me moving.
Perfect. Yes. Yes. So when you were asking the question, immediately what I got is you're really open to the process of moving, but it's either like you feel stuck or you're afraid to take that leap. And it's kind of like, I don't know really where to go. I just know that I'm excited and I'm ready to move. It feels like, so the stuck feeling that I'm talking about is, I kind of feel like I've been where I'm at a little too long, and I've gotten comfortable. comfortable, and I'm ready. It's, the feeling I get from you and the energy that's coming from you is I'm ready for some excitement. And even though it's the fear of the unknown, I'm tired of the same old, because you strike me as the type of person that you're very, you dot your T's and you dot your I's and you cross your T's and you like structure, but all of a sudden you just have this feeling to move, and it's kind of like, ooh, this is fun, but yet it's a little scary because I like to have a plan, and then I like to have a plan B.
Yes. So I'm kind of like doing two plans. I'm kind of doing if I move out of town plan, and then if I move in town plan.
Yeah, I get that. And so therefore you just stay stuck because you're like, oh, I don't know, you know. And so I would say for you, this is a test on letting go for you, and it's a test on truly, truly surrendering and trusting. And you say, well, gosh, what am I trusting? And it's kind of like trusting that your guides and mm-hmm. the universe really does have your back, you know. And so what's one of your fears? What's one of your fears on taking that leap of, you know what, I'm just going to move to Florida. I'm just going to do it. What's one of your fears around that?
Okay. So when I moved before, and this is the funniest thing, when I moved before, I used to be an amazing manifester. Something has happened to me. So I wanted to move before, right? And I knew where I wanted to move to, right? So I would tell everybody, oh, I'm moving to Atlanta. And I really didn't have much money, but I used to go and do this visualization every day. And I got like $20,000 literally in like 3 weeks.
Wow.
And I
you
was able to move.
You were an amazing manifester.
But that was like, that was about 10 years. That was a lot of years ago. Right? So now I try to do, but I used to go outside and do it. I think that I'm an empath, and sometimes I take on other people's energy and pick up other mm-hmm. people's energy. And I don't think I've been happy for a very, very long time. And I think that's affecting, and my vibration's been low, and that's affecting what I'm attracting. But I've had job issues, like finding jobs, keeping jobs. And I don't have that much money right now, but I do need to move. So that's like an issue.
Well, you know, it's interesting because what I get from you, when you said 20, that was 20-something years ago. I think you said 26 years ago when you manifested all that.
No. It was about 10 years ago.
Okay, 10 years ago. But still, that's quite a, wouldn't you say that's some time ago when you manifested
yeah.
that money. And so what I'm feeling for you is 10 years ago, you were, it's like you had this more, like you weren't scared and you had a little bit more carefree energy. And the older you've gotten, I feel like you've gotten more into your head and more into like, oh, this could happen and that could happen. And when you were
yeah.
younger, you kind of just, you were more free and you're more
yeah.
free-spirited and you didn't worry about all the ifs and the
yeah,
ands
you know
and the
yes, because when I went to Atlanta, I ran out of money. And I think I have a big, big fear of running out of money because then it means I have to ask people for help and I don't like asking people for help because they usually don't want to help me. So that's my big fear.
So, okay, you had to ask people for help when you moved, and then now you feel like, oh, God, I don't want to do that again? Is that in this
yeah,
something there?
Yeah. Like,
so
yeah.
And those people, when you ask those people for money when you move, they probably made you feel like, see, if you hadn't just moved on a whim, if you prepared yourself better, you know, this wouldn't have happened to you.
It's like a shame.
So the shame around you being a free spirit and just kind of living your life shut down your manifestation. It really did, because you went into the shame, you went into the guilt, you went into the story, exactly what we're talking about tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
You went into
okay.
the story of oh, well, I don't want to be a burden. And when I just do things that are unpredictable, I just know the next time I do that, I will have to call 5 people, and I already feel so much guilt and shame. I can't bear another thought of that, so I'm just going to stay right where I'm at, and I'm just
yes.
going to dream, and I'm just going to get more and more frustrated. So what
yes.
I'm hearing for you, the best thing that you could do is you start small. You don't do something big, but do something different. Do a little something, like, so you live in New York, so maybe...
Yes.
Maybe you plan a trip to the next state over, you know. Maybe you go to upstate New York. Maybe just go, you know what, on Saturday, I'm just going to go to upstate New York, you know, 2 Saturdays from now. I'm going to plan it, and I'm just going to book a hotel online, and I'm just going to go there and just see what happens. I'm going to see who I write. I'm just going to kind of, well, you're not real far away from home, but yet you're not home. And it kind
right.
of gets you back in that energy of trying something new And it allows you to kind of let go, and you see, and you start small. That's what I would recommend to you, getting back into that playful, expansive, the universe has my back energy, because you have been shut down with the guilt and the shame and, oh, my God, everything's going to go wrong, and I can't even think about that.
Yeah. I actually, believe it or not, like a couple of weeks, maybe like 3 or 4 weeks ago, my friend just was like, oh, let's go to, they've already planned it. It was like, let's go to Connecticut. They rented this Airbnb, and I didn't know about it. And I went with them, and it was so peaceful. And I was like, oh, my God, I miss suburban living. It was in Connecticut. And it was so peaceful. But, yeah, that's what I'm kind of going through. And but I kind of got to move out of the place I'm in now. So I just don't know. New York is like, you need great credit, a bunch of money. You need a bunch of stuff to have your own place. So I'm just like, I'm just here.
Well, I would say, don't say that story that you're just here. Remember, change the story and take baby steps into doing something different, something that would get you in flow, something where that would get you moving forward, okay? And I want you to stick around because I have a gift that I want to gift you for calling in.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks. Sure.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night.
All right. So isn't that interesting? That was a good example of how the stories we can tell ourselves and how we can throw ourselves into doing patterns and feeling stuck and not moving forward because of fear or, you know, because we're feeling just like we can't move forward. So I think right now what I want to do is I want to take an email question. I got a really interesting email question. As you know, I take callers live, and then I also take calls via email. And so this email came in from Susan from South Carolina, and the question that she emailed me was her boyfriend, Greg. They've been together for 2 years, and she felt that he has been very, very loyal to her, and he has a pool in his backyard. He has a daughter who's in college, so she went over one weekend, and she was visiting him. She went into his bathroom to change into her swimsuit, and when she shut the bathroom door, there was another swimsuit, women's swimsuit, hanging on the back of the door, and she wrote to me that her heart stopped, and her question is, do I believe him when he tells me that it was it's his daughter's swimsuit because she came to visit a couple weekends ago and left it there? Or is it indeed a swimsuit of someone else, another woman, that has come over while I've been gone? So, Susan, that's a great question, and I could totally see where that is questioning, making you question whether he's being loyal or not. So I'm going to tune into the question, and then I'm going to tell you what I'm getting. 1 minute. You know, I'm feeling that when I was tuning in, the first, there was a song that came to mind, and sometimes my answers come through songs. And as I was tuning into your question, I was hearing Sade's Smooth Operator that was playing in my head, you know. And I feel like he's a smooth operator. That's what I have to go with, that he's very good at convincing. He could even be a little bit of a manipulator. And so, and I think you're picking up on that. I think there's a part of you that doesn't want to see that aspect of him because everything was going great and you're happy and you feel on some level you're really being shown the love that you feel that you deserve. And so by finding this other swimsuit that he's claiming is his daughter's, it's really shutting you down and making you fearful. But the feeling I'm getting is that he's a smooth operator, and I'm hearing proceed with caution. That there may be more to his story, And they're saying just kind of go forward with your eyes wide open, go forward with a lot of caution, because you kind of are feeling it, and it's more about, I don't want this to be true. So Susan in South Carolina, thank you so much, and I'm glad that you wrote in, and thank you for your question. So I'm excited for the caller and the email question, and I think right now what I want to segue into is some positive affirmations. I just want everybody just to take a moment where you're at, to close your eyes, and I'm just going to say some positive affirmations, and as I say the positive affirmations, kind of take them in, just allow yourself to think about them. So the first positive affirmation is, I cultivate and enjoy wonderful relationships. I cultivate and enjoy wonderful relationships. I always have enough money and time to put myself first, and to experience new opportunities, maybe by traveling or getting a massage. Think about that. I always have enough money to experience nice things by traveling or getting a massage, being kind to myself. I know how to be kind to myself. I know how to open the heart, how to open my heart and be kind to myself. I am at peace. I am at peace. I enjoy being in the here and now. I am at peace, and I enjoy being in the here and now. Everything in my life comes easily and effortlessly when I stay positive. When I stay positive, everything in my life comes to me easily and effortlessly. And so now I'm just going to take a few moments so that we can kind of just be in silence. You know, I think we run around so busy and so rushed that we never just allow ourselves to feel and be in the silence of stillness. So let's just take a few moments to go there. Think about what came up for you in that few minutes of stillness and silence. All right. Angela, how are you doing? How is that for you?
It's always great to just stop and be still, because what happens is all those still small voices that's inside, that's been waiting to be heard, you can finally listen to, that's not being pushed away by distraction. So I think that's important and something we don't do. So thank you for that.
Yes, you are welcome. And so what is it that we, you know what? I would love to take this moment to talk about my upcoming cruise. Are you okay with that? If I kind of plug that in for a moment?
Well, yeah, because I'm totally going on that. So tell us about it.
I'm excited. So if anyone listening is feeling like they're ready to go on a vacation, you're tired of your day-to-day routine, you're feeling like it's time for me to get away and explore, I want to feel more joy, more bliss, you're ready to awaken to magic and miracles and empowerment, then please, please join us on the Secret Cruise, which is happening April 19th through the 26th of 2020. I will be one of the featured speakers, along with Dr. Joe Vitale. He is author of many, many best-selling books, but he's best known for being part of the movie The Secret. The Secret was kind of the catalyst to the law of attraction. Since The Secret's come out, though, there's been a lot of different versions around manifesting and law of attraction. And so he is going to be sharing some of the new tools, some of the new breakout sessions around law of attraction and how to bring in what you want at lightning speed. So that's going to be really, really powerful. And then I'm going to be bringing in a visualization technique that I'm excited to share on the cruise. Visualization technique that I've been teaching. It's quantum visualization, and it really gets you in alignment with the law of attraction. And it's a very powerful technique that you can apply along with Dr. Joe Vitale's teachings, his lectures around the law of attraction. So again, that's the Secret Cruise, April 19th through the 26th, 2020. You can go to my website, ChristinaCarlin.com, to get more information there, to sign up, or you can go to www.thesecretcruise.com.
And if you've been listening tonight and want to get more information about Christina and the work that she does in the world, you can take advantage of our 2420. Just take a listen to this.
Feeling stuck? Have a question or two that has you going? Then $20 for $20 is the perfect way to dive right in and ask Christina. You'd be amazed at the channeled answers that come through quickly and leave you feeling hopeful with more clarity. $20 for just 20 minutes with Christina is an excellent jumpstart to quick clarity with ease. Sign up today at ChristinaCarlin.com. Your 20 minutes for $20 is waiting at ChristinaCarlin.com.
Well, and I also thought about something. Oh, go ahead, Angela.
Yes, go ahead. You go.
Yeah, what came to me during that break was that next series that we're starting. We've been doing this whole series on love, and tonight was Love 2.0 Part 2. And I just wanted to share with the listeners that we're going to start a new series, and it's going to be about abundance, about bringing in more abundance with love, bringing in more abundance with relationships, and just bringing in more abundance, period. So I hope that everybody will listen to my new series starting next Monday, again, 9 Central Standard Time. So I wanted to plug that in that we're going to be doing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And what a time to bring in abundance. We're going into the holidays in the next several months. And those are some times that can be divisive, positive, negative. And why don't we set our intentions right now to go ahead and bring in that abundance for this season that we're going into, and we're going to set you up for that. So we invite you to join us on Monday nights so that you can be part of this. And then as you listen, as we talk and share, and Christina shares her gifts, you are always welcome to call in. We have a few more minutes tonight, 917-889-8092. You could probably take one more question. And we invite you to be part of us. We're so thankful for the opportunity to be on Blog Talk Radio and to have this space to give back to you. And Christina has been so generous with her time and her gifts. You can look into working with her individually if you feel like you're ready to find out what your soul purpose is. And we can't find it on our own. We need a coach. And we may find it, but it may take years and years. And with the coach, with Christina, she'll streamline you. She'll find out exactly what you need to do and point you in the right direction. And sometimes we just need a realignment. We just need a roadmap and a realignment. And she's the girl for you. So I invite you to check her out, take advantage of that 20 for 20, and see if you can't just make that incremental change that can make a big change down the road.
Exactly, exactly. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I just want to leave with these few thoughts before we end tonight's show that's been fabulous and amazing as they all are. I wanted to share, you know, I did some affirmations earlier for the group, for the listeners, and what you can do to amplify affirmations is to look in the mirror and really, really look into your own eyes. And as you're looking into your own eyes, say positive affirmations to yourself. You know, visualize yourself really connecting to who you are, the deeper aspect of who you are. This is part of Love 2.0. And this is part of how you start healing those deeper wounds and connecting to a deeper aspect of yourself. So I just wanted to share that exercise with our listeners tonight on how they can really make affirmations work for them and pop and bring their life to a different place of existence. And saying positive affirmations to yourself actually raises your vibration. So I think a good way to end this show is closing your eyes, and I will leave this show with some positive affirmations going forward for the rest of our week, setting the tone for the rest of our week. And again, thank you for being part of the show. Know that you are loved and that you are worthy of having all that you desire. You are loved and you are worthy of having all that you desire. Know that the universe supports you and has your back. The universe supports you and has your back, and that you trust and making the baby steps, moving forward in your life with grace, ease, love, and peace.
Thank you for joining us on Ask Christina. Press follow, and we will remind you about our next show. You can also follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and ChristinaCarlin.com. We'll see you next time, as always, leaving you with peace, love, and infinite love.